Hi, this is George Dersey from Clarity Consulting. In this module, we're going to learn about Excel and Access Services in SharePoint Online. We'll start by introducing the functionality in Excel Services. And in this video, we'll take a look at analyzing Excel data. We'll take a look at the chart web part first, and then explore some of the tools that are available to us to work with workbook data. In the second video in this module, we'll look at the functionality available in Access Services, such as the ability to create an Access database using Microsoft Access and publishing it to SharePoint Online. And in the third and final video in this module, we'll learn about the ways that you can programmatically access Excel data in SharePoint Online, for example, using the Excel REST API. Traditionally, the problem with saving data in Excel is that the data is trapped in Excel workbooks, and users have to modify the right copy of the workbook, and this is a problem if these are emailed around and not shared and versioned properly. Well, Excel Services lets us selectively expose information in these workbooks to users in the organization. You can work with the Excel workbook directly inside SharePoint, publish charts, allow other users to interact with the workbook, and enable some collaboration functionality. These so-called Excel applications now can be exposed to the users in your organization instead of dealing with actual Excel files that you have to pass around and keep up to date. So what is Excel Services? It's a SharePoint-hosted version of the Excel calculation engine. One new feature in SharePoint 2010 is that it gives you a thin web client for working with Excel workbooks. You have the ability to edit the workbooks directly inside SharePoint and SharePoint Online. You can expose the data that is contained in workbooks using a couple of APIs that are available as part of Excel Web Services. These include the REST API or the JavaScript or ECMAScript API. Another nice feature of Excel Web Services is the ability to selectively publish pieces of Excel workbooks. If you share an Excel file, it's an all-or-nothing proposition. Using Excel Services, you can expose a chart without exposing the underlying data, or expose the results without exposing the formula that you used to calculate them. This is useful because it limits the amount of information that you're exposing out of your workbook, and you can we'll see in a demo how to publish this information to SharePoint Online. The chart web part is a nifty little web part that allows you to connect to a SharePoint list, another web part, or just pure Excel Services data. You link the chart to data, customize its appearance and other properties, and just drop it on your page. And we'll take a look at how to do this in a demo. So let's switch over to SharePoint Online now and show using the Excel Services chart web part. Let's take a look at an example of using the chart web part. So I'm here on my SharePoint Online site, and before we start, let's point out this list. I have a helper list called Revenue by Country. It just contains a list of countries and some revenue numbers. We'll use the data in this list to power the chart web part. Let's go back to the home page and put the page in edit mode. And I'll select a space here and insert a web part. Go in the business data category and choose chart web part. So a default instance of the web part is provisioned on my page. Let me just save my changes first. Okay, go in and modify the web part. First thing I'd like to do is connect the chart to some data. And we'll choose to connect the chart to a list. We'll connect it to the revenue by country list. So we'll specify the site in which the list exists, and select the revenue by country list. Gives us a preview of the data, allows us to set some filters if we'd like. So we'll skip that step, we'll click Next. I just confirm our X or our Y axis is showing the revenue, and our X axis is showing the country. Click Finish. And you can see that the chart now is mapping the data that's in our revenue by country list. Let's change what this chart looks like. So I'll go back here and say customize your chart. And I'd like to change this to a pie chart. Go ahead and choose pie chart. Click finish. So here we go. We've changed our chart web part to display the revenue by country list data in a pie chart. Of course, there's some additional data or additional properties I can control here in the appearance. So go to chart properties. I can set its height and width. So let's say I'd like this to be a little bigger. Go 500 by 500. And even decide whether or not I want to show the chart title. So revenue by country. And show the legend here so that it's more obvious what the data in the chart is. Click finish and let's see our changes. So you can see our chart title and the chart legend. So the chart web part is really easy to use. You can connect it to various data sources. In this example, we connected it to a list in our SharePoint site and change its appearance to a pie chart and customize its other appearance properties slightly. Let's also take a look at the new functionality available in SharePoint 2010 that allows us to analyze data in Excel workbooks. So I have a library here in my SharePoint online site called Excel Workbooks, and let me open this Excel file here. You can see that this is the Excel web client that I can use to work with the Excel document directly in SharePoint Online. This is just an Excel version of my revenue by country list. So let's go back. I actually want to edit this in Excel, so I'll pull this from the drop down. And what I'd like to do is create a pie chart inside the Excel file of that revenue by country list. So we'll say insert pie chart. And automatically we can see that we have our legend here populated, and here's our revenue by country list. So let's save these changes. Then do a save and send from Backstage over here, and select Save to SharePoint. We'll keep it in the same location. Let me click this Publish Options button. This allows us to choose the specific items in the workbook that we'd like to publish. In this case, I really only want to publish Chart 1, not necessarily the underlying data. So I'll hit OK, and then I'll complete the save operation. Close my Excel file. You can see that the document was opened directly in the browser, and we no longer see the actual raw data behind it, but only the item that we decided to publish. So Excel Web Services in SharePoint 2010 and SharePoint Online gives us this really nice functionality to analyze the data available in our Excel workbooks, and more interestingly, only selectively publish certain items or data from a workbook to SharePoint Online.